Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
More dirt and spray.
Where are you going? And he's like, I'm going bowling. I just started laughing because I'm like, of course you're going bowling on a random Tuesday night.
Sounds like
night.
A great Tuesday night.
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Now, do you have your own ball?
I have two balls.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt and a little splash of Sprague.
Your spare ball, you don't want it to hook as much, so it will go straighter. And then the strike ball, you want to be able to get some crank on that.
Heat on that.
When you hit the pocket, you get big pin action.
Well, everybody wants to hit the pocket. I mean, come on now.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three. Dirt and Sprague here. Not in the devil's music. People think it's reversed. Maybe that's what it was. You turn it around and play it backwards. You get the right words coming out. Hell of a promo. A lot to get to in this hour of radio.
By the way, follow up on... I'm learning about Brad Paisley.
Yes.
So he's,
I mean, I got Brad Paisley. I'm not anti-Brad Paisley. I just didn't know he was still singing like that. Like, is he still releasing music was my question.
I don't know. Yeah. He sang the national anthem for Game 2 in 2017. That was 11 innings.
Wow.
Game 3 in 2018, the 18-inning one.
Yes.
Game 1 in 2022, 10 innings.
So he's like,
and then he sang it last night, 18 innings.
That 4-for-4 or 5-for-5 of extra-inning World Series?
That is 4-for-4.
4-for-4.
He can't sing on a normal night.
That's
no.
Like when Steve Levy's on the call of an NHL playoff
you just
game.
Know it's
going
gonna,
three
yeah.
overtimes.
That's so wild and random, but hilarious at the same time. I used to listen to a lot of Brad Paisley back in the day. We do have the mail sack coming up a little over an hour from now.
Do you feel like you need to defend your Brad Paisley fandom?
Did
you?
No.
You seem like you do.
I don't think defending is the right word. I just hadn't heard that name in a while. That
I
threw
didn't
me
even
off.
Know who he was, so yeah. I
There's a lot of random country
here.
Artists that you're like, you would have no clue.
There you go.
Yeah, he's one of them. Get your mail sack questions in 503-864-6326. Are you guys ready to do the postgame show? You ready for a postgame show? Ready to break it all down?
Blazers?
Fundamental standpoint?
Blazers.
2-2 on the year. Back-to-back in mm-hmm. L.A. Mm-hmm. We all bet it. We didn't spread the line on it, but we should have. We all bet it.
Why didn't we?
No Luka, no LeBron. Yeah. Austin Reeves, go off for as many as you want. We don't care. And Portland, look, it kind of went exactly how I thought it was going to go. L.A.'s shorthanded. They don't have a lot of available bodies. Bronny's in the rotation. That tells you all you need to know. Mm-hmm. And Portland handled business on the second of a back-to-back in L.A. What do we take away from the win last night?
Drew Holiday was an adult when they needed an adult to kind of settle things at different random moments.
Not he was that really good last night.
Game was in jeopardy, but they had like little spurts and then he would kind of calm the waters. I loved what Donovan did. Like Donovan took that game, I think, a little personal with DeAndre. Jeremy continues to have a great year. This is my stance. I know the whole Jeremy Shaden thing was a big deal mm-hmm. going into the year, right? Starts it, whatever. Mm-hmm. I just, despite Shaden's shooting performance this season, which is off to a horrendous start.
He also got screwed. Did we ever find out why they took that 1-3 off the board?
No.
No.
There's no explanation on that?
No, they never followed up.
They just came back and were like, that 3 didn't count.
Yep.
Like, wait, what?
Yep. That was it.
Huh?
So he could have had a three if they counted it. But
the Mafia get involved in that one? They got something on Adam Silver, too? Shading under three prop? They needed him to go 0 for 6 in order to win their prop, so they just took it off the board?
Was his over under a half three, and they took the
maybe there was
one
a specialty
away?
Prop on he makes zero threes, and you win plus money on that? Well, that was just weird.
Look, his shooting splits are terrible right now. Nobody would argue that. I wouldn't argue that.
He still had 7 rebounds and 4 steals.
Well, here's the thing. Like, he's in all their best offensive point differentials. Sure. And I understand that his shooting, again, is bad. And I don't want this to turn into an every single game reaction thing, but it kind of has gone that way.
That's what we do in the NBA, yeah.
He is still, I think, taking, for the most part, the shots they want him to take.
Yeah.
Right? If he wasn't, I think Splitter would be sitting him a little more, and they're not.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's trying harder on defense, which is an important factor here. And I think he's understanding the flow of things. And also, by the way, why do we want to change the lineup?
Yeah.
You want the guy who you don't like shooting the basketball to be the first guy off the bench to shoot the basketball?
Yeah,
Jeremy's playing really good basketball as the sixth man. There is no reason to change what is currently happening right now. And even with all of the terrible shooting, what is he averaging now? 17? 16 and a half? He had 16 last night.
Yeah,
he did.
He
can't shoot. So if he can get the shot down, that can go up a little bit. But a good night from Denny, a great night from Drew, and a really productive night for Donovan Klingon.
Just real quick, because I want to get your thoughts too, Swag. I think the idea of Shaedon Sharpe that is impressing me the most, the shooting percentage from three is terrible. We all know it. It went down even again last night. Even from the field, yes, because he can't make a three. But you take those away. He was 6 of 10 from the floor last night, sans three-pointers. That's not terrible, right? The three-point percentage is weighing him down. I love that he's finding other ways to impact the game. He had some offensive rebounds. He had 7 total rebounds. He had 4 steals. Like, he's being active in other ways, and that was always the criticism of him. I think the shooting percentage will come up, but he's finding other ways to impact the game, which I am enjoying watching right now.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, boy, if that's the Drew Holiday you're going to get, and that's a line from Donovan Klingon, 16 points, 14 rebounds. He was 8 of 12 from the floor. Most of it was right at the rim. 26, 27 minutes and 2 block shots, and I don't know how many more he affected people trying to get to the rim. If I get that Donovan Klingon on a consistent basis, now you've got something.
Well, the good news is yesterday they announced Rob Will is going to go to the remix, and they're going to amp up his conditioning, so he's right around the corner from coming back, and you desperately need it, because Young is a fun story. He ain't ready, dude. Like, you
played a little bit more last night, but yeah, it wasn't.
You need Robert Williams, and I don't know if he'll stay healthy, but you need him as long as you can play him, because we know that's not really going to be a tradable situation given the history there. Here's another part, too, because Shaden's shooting stuff is obviously a big topic for people. If this team is going to continue, and last night they didn't need offense per se from some of these guys because the Lakers were so beat up, but as you move forward, now they got the Jazz, I think, tomorrow, and as the schedule continues to ramp up, you know, Shaden's shooting needs to start happening. There's no doubt about that. Timani Kamara is not off to a great start either. He's averaging less points this year so far, and he's shooting 33% from three. So, like, if Timani's shot can start falling a little bit and he gets you a couple more buckets, and Shaden's shooting starts to fall, and the addition of Rob Wilts to a rotation, you know, that's a team that I think most people would probably say, if things stay their way, can hit their over and be in some play-in, playoff contention stuff. But if that stuff doesn't change and Rob Will can't stay healthy, this team is just going to be a once every three games win, and you lose brutally because the other team has an alpha, a number one, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, you get the Anthony Edwards game from opening night, where it's just
or the Clippers,
right? Kawhi and Harden taking over in the fourth quarter. Klingon was so fun to watch last night, man. His minutes, I hope, continue to tick up as the season goes on. That was the talk in training camp, was he's in better shape, and he's looking like he's skinnier, and he's not as doughy as he was last year. You're just getting him a couple of more, you know, 26 minutes last night. He would to have 16 and 14 in 26 minutes, and just be to Swag's point, affect as many shots as he did around the rim, and then add a couple of blocks on top of it. He was awesome. And I think the other guy that's kind of now just the forgotten piece, because it's a expected thing almost at this point. Like, Denny Avdia has been amazing to start the year.
A great start
to the
season.
He has picked up right where he left off. And I think that was one of the questions was you had two different versions of Denny Avdia last year. The first half version and the second half version. And what are you going to get? Are you going to get a full season out of it? Because as good as he was in the back half of the year, his season-long numbers ended up being almost identical to what he did the year before in Washington.
Yep.
And it's like, yeah, he was great for 3 months, but can he be great for 6 months? And so, look, again, it is four games. And so we all overreact and freak out way too much when there's 78 more of these things to go.
Right.
But he was draining every open three that they gave him. He was taking it to the hoop. He's the driving force for their offense. He's picked up right where
he those are all-star numbers, 23, 6, and 4. Those are numbers that if your team is...
he's taken the step, and that's what you desperately needed coming into the year. And we didn't know who it was going to be. He was probably the prime candidate. But like, in order to elevate as a franchise, you got a lot of good pieces, but you got to have one of them that takes that next jump to another tier of NBA player. And right now, he appears to be the main candidate.
I had mentioned Splitter as somebody that my buddy had told me over in Europe who watches EuroLeague, like how much they loved him as a coach and how smart he is. And look, I don't know how to gauge a lot of what's happening with front office ownership switch stuff. I'll be curious to see how this season goes as we ride out the Tiago Splitter interim coach thing. Because, look, I know Ty Lue is saying that Chaunce is confident this is all going to go away and he'll be proven innocent. I just have a hard time seeing him ever coaching the Blazers again. I think just be tied up in it is a weird thing. And if he comes back, like, what's that like? Right? So, assuming Tiago Splitter is the coach, I'll be kind of curious to see where they go and how they go. It's so tough night to night in the NBA, man. But he's a smart dude. But I understand the other side of the argument is completely switching out everything from the current regime, and Dundon's the new guy, and he wants his own guys. But
a lot of it will just have to do with how the rest of the season goes.
I hope he gets a good look, man.
Yeah, I mean, are they competitive? Does this continue? Do they go through a low swoon? Do they, you know, do they disappear? I just like it. There's so many unknowns with 78 games to go that it makes it hard to answer that question. But I imagine for somebody like Dundon, if they continue to play at this level and they're showing signs of progress and getting better as the year goes on and guys are developing, he would be an idiot to not at least give him a look and an option to be the next head coach.
Well, because the last thing we want, as I jokingly say, we don't get nice things, is we don't even give this guy a shot. He moves out.
Yes.
We bring in somebody. That guy doesn't have quite as much success.
Right.
And Splitter gets hired by a franchise and is the Daigneault for whoever.
Yeah. The other side of that, though, is that we've made a lot of hires just internally without actually opening anything
up.
And it's do you just want to hand it to him without seeing what else is out there? Play the field a little bit, man.
I think what they're doing right now with Shaden's interesting. I've noticed during timeouts when Shaden is like at that point 1 for 8. I just noticed that like he's going up to him, talking to him. I'm curious what those conversations are like. Mm-hmm. If you ever share any of that, but like it looks like a positive conversation.
Yeah.
Like more so shoot those shots.
You're gonna go through a slump. The biggest thing you gotta do is keep shooting the ball. Who's the bigger chucker? Caleb Love or Gary Trent Jr.?
I mean, Gary Trent got his reputation built on it. Caleb Love will approach that territory.
Dude, he came in last night and was like,
see
ball, shoot ball.
Caleb Love time.
Every time he touched it. I don't know if he passed it. I think he shot it every time the ball hit his hands.
Do you blame him, though?
So, no, I don't at all. You got a chance in an NBA game? Like, let it fly, buddy. Just keep chucking.
2 for 10.
Keep chucking, man.
Hey, he was a +5 when he played.
That he was. The Blazers going to win 122-108. There is your Portland Trail Blazer postgame show. Their next game tomorrow night in Salt Lake. Are they back home in Salt Lake City?
It's in Salt Lake.
Salt Lake. Yeah.
In Salt Lake City tomorrow night. Can we not start games at 7:30 anymore, please? Can we not do that, LA? That's crime against humanity. Lock everybody up. Where's the FBI when you need them?
Well, for the Lakers, that's consistently when they start there.
Yeah, I know. I have all the celebrities there.
I have to pick my practice times for my team coming up for the season. So I was like Monday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Thursday. So I went and looked at the schedule. Like, what do they play more of?
Ooh, yeah, try and check.
I chose Tuesday, Thursday. Coming up in November, though, buddy, they have an 8 p.m. Peacock game coming up in November, and it is on the 18th of November against Phoenix, 8 o'clock start.
Against Phoenix? Yeah, I'll watch a quarter. I'm not staying up for that one.
That's one of those, you see the results,
you
they
give
won
me
by
like
20.
A decent matchup against a really good team, Phoenix? Nah, I'm not staying up till 11 p.m. to watch that game. No,
I looked up their Peacock games because they have the one in November, and then they've got, they have one in December at the end against Dallas at home.
All right, maybe we'll stick around for that one.
I might go to that game.
That's not bad, depending on what our schedule is, if we're off in the, you know, some time around the holidays and you're off.
Well, our Blazer Vision gave us 2 free tickets, but you don't want them.
Nah, you go, dude. I'm not. I'm not itching to go to a game. I'm all right.
There's a separate segment on that I want to do with the audience of like, what game do you pick? Because there's a mystery game involved, but I'm terrified of what the mystery game will be.
Door number three. You don't know what's behind it. Are you going to open door number three?
Or you want a boat or what's in this box?
What could be in the box? I don't know. What's in the box? As the world turns, is it finally positive news? That's next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back in. I'm just going to steal the show. We got Dirt out there gallivanting, being Mr. Popular in the offices.
Are we hot? We're on? We're back?
We are.
Hey, what's happening? I had to go get my I had to put my coffee on in the last commercial break, run back, and then I had to go get my coffee during that break. That was the fault of one Patrick Harris of the firm of Harris and Marang. Ever heard of it?
You know, it's killing me now because I...
It's a long ways away. The kitchen's a long ways away from here, man. Like, what are we doing? And then we're supposed to have water right here, but everybody's slacking on getting new water. I don't got any water out here.
Easy with everybody there.
Where's our water at?
We know whose turn it is.
It wasn't my idea, but you promise. You make a promise. Where is the promises kept? Promises delivered.
I thought it was the local newsman's turn, but me and Patrick continued to look at each other and go, is he going to do it or...
I don't know. I got to turn the pressure up. You know, look, it's been a rough year. For the Oregon State Beavers.
Oh, God, here we go again.
It's been a rough year.
Here you go again. By the way, the Beaver Reddit page, not universally loving the Edo stuff.
Oh, they're not in on Edo?
Not there.
I mean, I don't blame them. I don't know how it would work out. I just want it from an entertainment standpoint, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend as if he would win a ton of games. I just, in the new look Pac-12, you're telling me that guy couldn't recruit and develop to a 7 or 8 win level? And I don't know if that's good enough for you, but
Conley would... I was surprised Conley's answer was from where they're at, it being the right move versus like, he's a nerd, dude. He knows all the guys. I'm surprised he wouldn't have said, go throw the bag at the North Texas cat.
Yeah.
Because that guy's having a great year.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's the right pick. I'm just like, I was surprised he didn't go more that
route. Or
if
he gets a bigger job. By the way, there's a whole other side story to the North Texas thing that's wild. There's a thing. Well, I'll save it. We'll get to that at some point today. But this came out. I want to give a lot of credit to local, you know, journalists who have been covering this stuff. Like, there's a lot of people who cover Oregon State in day in and day out who have not relented on any of this stuff when it comes to athletic department decisions, financial decisions, the blueprint deal. Like, it has been relentless from them. And yesterday the news breaks in a shocking development. Hey, remember that blueprint sports deal that was great for the university? That was awesome. And hey, don't worry about us splitting, you know, 50% of the revenue, and don't worry about splitting 70. Well, they get 75, we get 25. Don't worry about it. It's a great deal for Oregon State.
You mean the deal that you don't understand because the numbers
we
aren't quite
we don't get it. We're not smart enough like Brent Blaylock and Scott Barnes. We are too confused and stupid to get it.
Yeah.
Oregon State fired Brent Blaylock yesterday. Well,
what?
Or parted ways, excuse me. I love that terminology. And they are unwinding their blueprint sports deal. When did this even get announced? Like a month ago? When did we have the guy on from what site
was it? Oh, well, they did the deal, I think, in August. We didn't know about it till that guy.
We didn't find it until we ended up covering
it. That guy vindicated?
Sportico,
well,
right?
Is that really do? He was just reporting on the company.
He was just reporting on the facts. I think
really
everybody who looked at Oregon State and said, "What the hell are you doing?" is vindicated when they tried to look at you and say, "Nothing wrong here. Don't worry about it. We know what we're doing." This is a horrible look again for the athletic department. You had Scott Barnes come out and defend Trent Bray and say, well, our journey to win in earnest begins now.
Yeah.
And then a week later fired him. And
that
then,
was a week. Well, that was 2 weeks after he publicly said, this is the right guy for the job.
Yes. And then a couple of weeks after, you come out and do a media blitz tour talking to every outlet possible that will have you on, saying that this is a great deal for the university, and Brent Blaylock was the one doing a lot of those interviews. You are now unwinding the deal, and he no longer works for the athletic department. This is, I mean, look, there's a catch-22 here where it shows how stupid they are and why there should be no trust with Scott Barnes in charge, while also a little glimmer of hope, because that bad deal is now done, and the guy who said apparently on a conference call with a legendary former basketball player, nobody remembers the name on the back of the jersey. They only remember the name on the front of the jersey.
Oh, my God.
Is now no longer working with the athletic department. Every time I would randomly see a Brent Blaylock tweet pop up, this guy, he did not stop. He would, like, show up to Beaver volleyball games and send out, like, a picture tweet, like, go Beavers, we're right there with you. And every single time I saw it, I'd click the responses. And, man, I got to give you credit, Beaver fans. They were in the mentions like crazy. Do you know any of the names on the back of the jersey? Why are you still here? Resign now. Just constant chirping at this guy. And thankfully, his hands are nowhere near the athletic department. So one big domino has fallen in a positive direction.
I was texting with a media friend yesterday, and they said that they thought the whole thing was a little overblown. And I'm like, no, Barnes sucks. This whole thing is a disaster. And they said it's a witch hunt because people are mad. The football team isn't 5-3. If they were, this wouldn't be a big deal. And I said, well, they do suck, so you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do interviews and say the coach is the right guy, and then also publicly add a public statement and then fire the guy. You can't say no one knows what they're talking about with the blueprint deal and then have the guy heading it up part ways and you dismantle the deal.
Yes.
That's not how that works.
No. So you didn't know what we were talking about. Now we do. Do you not know what we were talking about?
And the most obvious thing is who's talking. It's clearly the cat who was the general manager, but like shouldn't have been, but was told he was, but it wasn't.
And they got kind of railroaded.
Like
and
that cat's clearly behind the scenes, just leaking anything and everything. And so just doing a public interview about how disastrous this is. And then you had, I thought, the most underrated red flag for them, because you guys know where I'm at on this whole thing. Like, hey, they got out of the blueprint deal. Cool, man. Is the same guy that headed up that still running it? Oh, he is? Okay, I'm still not fully trusting yet. You cannot, in this world, you cannot tell me publicly that a general manager is not important in college football.
It is massively important. Massively.
He poo-pooed that.
Marshall Malchow is one of the highest paid general managers in the country. He makes $900,000, and that's not realistic for Oregon State, but his role behind the scenes has been so important in getting the program to where they're at right
now. Yeah, I would imagine most of the most successful programs in the sport right now operate in a world that have somebody being a general manager.
Taking that pressure off of their head coach, understanding the nuances of how to get guys paid and negotiate NIL deals what it's going to cost, all of that.
I don't know how you don't look at this whole situation and see what is obvious.
Yeah.
This guy is not running things right.
Nope.
I had somebody tell me behind the scenes, it's It's worse behind the scenes than people know.
Yeah, they've had multiple staffers just up and leave the athletic department in the last couple of weeks.
I don't know what to do about it because it's every week there's a new story.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a lawsuit for $4.5 million against you and the athletic director. Hey, here's a guy that you told us was the right guy for the current gig, and oh, you've parted ways. Hey, this revenue deal that you brought in for NIL, it's smart. You idiots don't know. Oh, actually, we're getting out of that deal. Like, every single thing the guy talks about, they end up undoing. And oh, by the way, in the midst of having to rebuild your conference, he somehow got a contract that pays him double the next AD in the conference.
He makes twice as much as the AD at Boise State.
So, like, I hate saying it, but I tell people when I see them in person, like, I just don't really have a lot of emotional investment. And people come to me, sorry, I'm so sorry for the football season's break. I'm like, dude, it literally
can't hurt me anymore.
Yeah, I don't really care. I'm on to the NFL and I got basketball season.
Give me a reason to be hopeful again and then you could break my heart. But right now they can't break your heart.
So I don't trust leadership. And until they actually show they care about the athletic department and the football program.
This feels like a scapegoating and Barnes is trying everything he can to
throw somebody
deflect
else.
And let's back the bus else. Under. And Brent Blaylock was an idiot and what he had to say was a fireable offense in its own right and disrespectful to everybody who's ever played sports at Oregon State. And the guy was an idiot at Arizona and he was an idiot at Oregon State and he negotiated a terrible deal. He deserved to get fired, but this is Scott Barnes trying to save his hide.
It's not that programs can't miss in coaching hires, but I thought you mentioned Patrick. I thought he brought up a good point. This could not be a bigger hire for the university than the next football coach. Given where they're at and where they're going,
massive.
They're 1-7.
You're going into an actual conference next year where we just did a thing with Connolly. Who's the group of six team right now?
I mean, you don't know.
It's why it's
there's like four or five
open.
Teams. Yes.
It's why you have
it's
an opportunity if you make the right hire to be that team.
To at least build the try to be
yes,
the team,
to
right?
become yeah. that down the road.
And I think they beat Sam Houston. I don't know if they have another win on that schedule. They could be 2-10 this year.
We got the Pac-2 title game in Corvallis this weekend.
Well, we got part one.
Part one, that's
part
right.
Part one, part two is at the end of the year, and we'll see what happens.
Coons got to win both. You got to win both to get the title back.
Yes, you do. Those are the rules. I just, you cannot whiff on this. And so, you have a committee. By the way, I think Blaylock was a part of the committee.
Yes, he was. Yeah. They just announced the committee last week and then turfed him.
Is it like Survivor where they put out your flame on your tiki torch?
The tribe has spoken.
Did Riley come up and just, like, douse the flame? And like,
I think hope it was Brandon Cooks. Like, get the hell out of here, dude.
So you lost a committee member and you're going to hire a... this is such a massive, monumental moment.
I love the committee thing for Barnes, too, because that, again, is a way for him to scapegoat somebody else if the hire goes wrong of like, whoa, the committee did it.
The people that have been around this, they
Mike Riley
agree.
Said hire that guy. I didn't say hire him.
So it's just like having such a big moment and the guy running it is just continuing to like having to undo everything he publicly backs and it's a bad look.
Ryan Harlan at Beaver's Edge, the belligerent Beavers podcast, those guys, man, they have been relentless on this stuff, so keep it up, man. More stuff continues to come out. If you're looking for something to be hopeful, at least some of this negative stuff is being unwound, and maybe if your pressure continues, you get all the way to the president, who I don't even know if she knows they play athletics at Oregon State, but if she does, maybe Scott Barnes ends up getting fired and it becomes a positive thing. So Brent Blaylock is on the way out, and that Blueprint Sports deal we talked about for weeks on end is now getting unwound. So in our face, after being idiots, now it's back in their face because it was a terrible deal to begin with. Let's get to a couple of NFL nuggets, including one team not liking their quarterback, some injury news, and some leftovers from the weekend. We'll dive into that next. All right, we got the mail sack coming up at 9:15. Get your questions in. 503-864-6326. Random college football nugget I want to throw at you. Where does this story rank all time?
Mail sack.
Let's get to some leftover nuggies out of the NFL. Thursday night football had us watching the Minnesota Vikings and Carson Wentz look like he was dying on the field while he was playing.
Well, he didn't die, but it looks like his season died.
Did his career die? He has been shut down for the rest of the year. He's going to have season-ending shoulder surgery. And just in time, welcome back, J.J. McCarthy. Come on down. Max Brosmer will continue to serve as the backup quarterback in Minnesota. I have already gone to look at their opponent and the line because I desperately want to bet against this team and J.J. McCarthy making his return. They are on the road in Detroit this weekend as an 8.5-point underdog. And we get J.J. McCarthy back for an organization and a coach that I think gets a ton of credit and respect, and rightfully so, for what they've done and what they've built. has become quickly one of the more fascinating stories in the NFL of a team mm-hmm. that let guys walk out of their building who have gone on to have tremendous success. They had two of these guys in their building last year.
Yeah.
And Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold, who have gone on to have really good starts to their seasons with their new teams. J.J. McCarthy was not great when he played. He's had a hard time staying healthy. Carson Wentz experiment didn't really work. Minnesota not technically eliminated yet, but now it all rests on the right shoulder of J.J. McCarthy.
I mean, this is year four. I find it interesting because I don't necessarily disagree with you. There's a lot of pieces I like. Like Van Ginkle, for example, is a stud. He's been banged up all year. He's missed a ton of time, right? So it's not necessarily fair in total. They also haven't won a playoff game era. And the history of the Vikings might have some massive heartbreak in it, but it has some real success, right? Where they've gone to NFC title games.
Yeah.
And so, like, I just...
They were the Bills before the Bills, weren't they? Didn't they go to, like, three or four in a row?
Tarkenton.
Yeah.
Famously lost four.
Couldn't
but
win.
I just... When I look at this situation, I wonder... I can't help but wonder if they don't like him. I mean, I told you guys this on Monday. I watched that game. And I'm seeing him in uniform. He's the emergency third quarterback.
Yes, so he's available to play if you need him. Break glass in case of emergency.
Wentz clearly shouldn't have been playing.
No.
I think that's evident.
He looked broken. He was like crying on the sidelines.
If the Minnesota kid can't stay healthy, guess who has to play quarterback? So he is healthy to play
right.
if you need, but not healthy enough to start. And now he's healthy enough to start because you don't want to start the Minnesota kid. And look, I hate is a strong term here, but like you have to wonder internally.
They see him every day
in
practice.
If they're worried.
Yeah, they know what they're dealing with.
And I know he had the Bears game where, by the way, played really terribly.
He was horrible for three quarters.
Until randomly piecing together a quarter of football. And then we were all like, oh, I think he is it. And hasn't looked the part at all since.
He completed 13 passes for 143 yards in that game. Can we all take a deep breath? All J.J. McCarthy does is win. Remember that when that was the takeaway because it was like the opening Monday night game and we were all desperate. We had months of football blue balls built up and we wanted to explode our takes right away in week one. Like that's what we did with J.J. McCarthy. He was not good at all in that game. Threw a terrible pick. Should have thrown more. Threw for a total of 143 yards, but they came back and won because the Bears are stupid and not very good again this year and we all overreacted to it. He was horrendous the next week against Atlanta.
Yeah,
he threw two picks, couldn't do anything, barely completed 11 passes, 52% of his passes he completed in that game, and he hasn't played since then. And so, like, this idea that...
And the Bengal game was just an unraveling of the Bengals and the defense. Remember, Rodgers had the best game of a defensive player of all time in that one.
Yes, the blowout game. And he didn't play in that game.
No.
That was a Wentz game, and the offense didn't even really do much. They just kept turning the football over and running it back for touchdowns the other way.
They're 3-4, and I don't think anybody would put them in a contender category. I will tell you, this is one of the bigger games in my mind because I want to see what he is. He's had weeks to watch film. He's had weeks to rest. He's had weeks to prepare. Okay, dude, you're going to Detroit. You know who couldn't beat Detroit last year? Sam Darnold.
Yep.
This is what led Sam Darnold to go to Seattle ultimately because he lost the last game.
Yes.
And they had to go on the road for a playoff game and they lost that one. How are you going to measure up? This is one of the creams of the crop of your division. It's them and Green Bay right now.
Yeah, one of the best teams in the NFL and the NFC.
And so it's not so much even for me about wins. It's about feeling how does Denver fan feel right now about the quarterback? Great. How does Washington fan feel about their quarterback when he plays?
Great.
Amazing.
New England fans right
New
now.
New England.
They're like, over the moon about that guy.
It's just about as a fan base or a football fan in general, feeling a certain way. Even if he loses, him going out there and going, he played the position really well.
Yeah.
Had one bad moment or, a couple turnovers, but ultimately looked fine. That's what you're looking for. If he looks terrible, that's going to be a real uncomfortable, awkward conversation in Minnesota on Monday.
I mean, look, it doesn't matter how good of a coach you are. You're only going to go as far as some of the talent around you can take you. But you can be defined by decisions that your front office and management make. And I don't know how much say in certain player personnel decisions that O'Connell has in Minnesota. I'd like to think that he has some accountability there. But let's use another guy who has won a Coach of the Year award multiple times, and a quarterback decision that organization made might lead to him ultimately getting fired this year. Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland had Baker Mayfield. They forced him to play. Well, not forced, but he played through an injury his last year there.
The report was he didn't think he was going to get his rookie extension contract that everybody wants to get.
If he sat out like
he
should have.
Missed time because of the injury.
And so he decides, I'm going to play through this. I'm going to show you what I'm capable of. Because he's banged up, he has a really rough year. Cleveland then decides, no, that guy's not the right guy. They move on. And it's been nothing but an unmitigated disaster ever since then. And I think we can all acknowledge, we think that Kevin Stefanski's a good coach, that he's smart, he's a good play caller, he knows what he's doing. But all of these guys are guilty of
the
this.
The quarterback dependent, too.
Yes, like Kyle Shanahan's one of the best offensive minds in the league, and he's been able to do it this year somehow, some way with Mac Jones. Let's not forget that Nick Mullins existed. Like, that was a moment in time that happened. They were terrible. They had a top-five pick for a reason, because their quarterbacks got hurt, and Nick Mullins was their backup. And even he, as smart as he is not able to coach around that. And so it's just it's one that I'm, like, filing away in the back of my mind. I think we've done this now with Cleveland of, like, man, you totally whiffed on the Baker decision. Mm-hmm. It made you go all in on Deshaun Watson. That aged terribly, and now you're just rolling the dice every year. You're going to draft a quarterback again next year. The Shador thing has been a disaster of a distraction. I don't think Dylan Gabriel is the number one quarterback in the NFL. I had no disrespect to him. He's 5'8". That's not easy to do. He can't see the entire field. And so they're still paying the price for that. It might end up costing Stefanski his job. I think Kevin O'Connell is one of the best coaches in the league. I don't disagree with the numbers that you throw out. He has not won a playoff game. I'm not acting like it's been nothing but sunshine and rainbows for 4 years. He had the Pastrnak run when Kirk Cousins tore his Achilles, and they were somehow kind of winning games, or they missed the playoffs. Like, that decision to let Kirk Cousins is different because he was old and he ruptured his Achilles. Last year, you could have just said, you know what, Daniel Jones, why don't you stick around for a year? Just see what you got. And what if Daniel Jones is doing what he's doing in Indy right now? And I don't know if he would have gotten that opportunity or wanted that opportunity or if he wanted to go to Indy. Well, but that potential was on the table for you, as was to keep Sam Darnold.
Darnold was bigger because, and I know Jones was there.
He was 15-2 last year, and he played really well. And I get that he was bad in the playoffs. Quarterbacks have bad playoff games, man.
They do.
Justin Herbert threw 4 picks in a playoff game. Should the Chargers move on from him?
Well, isn't that it? That's an interesting part of this conversation, too, is like the how long you trust the new version of a quarterback, the Sam Darnold, the Geno Smith, right, the Daniel Jones versus...
Yeah, there's the fear it's going to run out.
Well, but I think your point on Darnold's playoff performance, right, which wasn't great, admittedly,
no, he was
in
terrible.
A weird road game against the Rams in Arizona.
That's right, because of the fires.
Yeah, it was really bizarre.
He was terrible in the last week of the regular season, too. He was really bad.
But I think the interesting point to me is, like, those guys get those chances, and if they don't perform in one moment, sometimes we just go, well, there you are. There's who you are to me. Yep. You can't be it. Whereas the rookie quarterbacks are drafted.
You get the benefit of the doubt, baby.
Multiple times. Like, yeah. And I'm not faulting Herbert completely for the Jag game. They were, what, 27-0?
Yeah.
That's not always offense to me. I hate when we do the... They were 27-0. That should have been good enough for that defense to win the game.
They gave up 30 points in the second half of a football game.
Yes. that's the bigger story to me than Herbert, but they lose.
Yes.
And then he gets to the playoff again with Harbaugh, throws 4 picks, has a dud of a game by his standard. We're not questioning it.
If J.J. McCarthy did that for Minnesota last year, they're not moving on from him after that playoff game because they used a first-round draft pick on him.
Whereas, what's the narrative takeaway if Jones has an absolute dud in the divisional round?
It'll be
of the
same playoffs. Thing. It'll be the same. Oh, there he is.
There he is. Versus the Colts have already kind of said publicly, we want to give that guy a contract and we don't want to worry about this anymore. And I don't fault any team for the position.
Lock him up, man.
But I also look at the Minnesota thing, and I've been fair on it, is the offensive line is banged up to the point where how much more success is Darnold having? I don't know, but I think O'Connell is a smart enough coach to at least scheme up.
And they have enough weapons around him. Yeah. I don't think they're winning a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold, but I think they're better than 3-4 is the whole point.
Well, I think their offense is having better outputs than they've had in a few of these games.
So it's just that's what I'm filing away. Like, does this lead to the end of O'Connell there? If J.J. McCarthy isn't it, does he have enough rope to kind of run this out? Do they have the wherewithal? If it doesn't, and again, this is unfair to J.J. McCarthy. He's only started 2 games in his career. So I'm not trying to, like, he's not a bust yet, but let's not sit here and act like it's looked pretty. And he's already halfway through his second year. We do this with other guys. If they get like, if Lamar got hurt to this level and only played 2 games in a stretch of, you know, a possible 20-something, the label of injury prone is all over this guy. He tears his ACL in year 1, starts 2 games in year 2, gets banged up. Now he's jumping around on the sideline. They're going to put him back in there this week. I just fascinating story for a coach in an organization that's been really good for a long time. To see how it plays out and how much are they going to regret that decision of not keeping Jones or not.
I think it's a definite big one. I do want to play fair here, though. Like, nobody was talking about Jones for them. Darnold was the debatable one because he had started and played so much. Funny thing looming here is Jones losing in the divisional round and everybody saying, well, Daniel Jones will lose. He's 1-2. And then Bo Nix not winning a playoff game and dropping to 0-2 in his playoff.
Nobody's going to. Yeah, you're not going to call for Denver to get rid of him. He's a young quarterback.
No, and I'm not suggesting they should. I'm just, that highlights
that works.
How all of this is just weird.
Wait, if Seattle makes the playoffs and they're the same thing, they could lose in the wild card round. Oh, there's Sam Darnold again, losing in the playoffs. Can't win the big one.
Yeah, what's the alternative there?
Right.
Draft a guy and hope he hits.
You want Geno Smith back right now? I don't think so, man. That hadn't been pretty. So, big one in Minnesota. Or I think it's in Detroit this weekend. Minnesota on the road.
It's in Detroit.
In Detroit, yeah. Look, early look at Sprague in the line.
Oh.
Lock it in now. Lock it in.
Are you really?
I got eight and a half?
Is that what it is?
8.5 right now. Yeah, I'm hammering that. I'm going to give you a fascinating story. And where does this rank all time in college football? That's next. 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, we got a Mail Sack Tuesday final hour right around the corner. Get your questions in, 503-864-6326. If you're new to the program, hello, good morning to you. It's anything you want to ask, sports, non-sports, whatever, fire away. We'll answer some questions. We'll do that.
Mail Sack!
A lot of complaints about not enough time in the sack lately. I promise you we will allot the perfect amount of time for the sack today. So it's coming up at 9:15. We get a lot of random stories sometimes in sports that are like, man, that's wild. One of them is not that far in the rearview mirror, and it was we just had, and I'm still frustrated with the way that this got covered. We had a guy go from being a zero-star recruit at Incarnate Word to working his way to a Heisman finalist and the number one overall pick. One of the more remarkable, like, what? That's wild stories we've ever seen. But the Shador Sanders thing was too big. We could not talk about that.
They still debate it sometimes.
It's still going on. Yeah. Should he start in Cleveland? How come we're not seeing him? Let's put him in. Have you heard the story about the starting quarterback at North Texas?
I've heard the story about the North Texas coach.
Yes, he's a very hot commodity right now. He's an up-and-coming hot commodity.
He's got quite the eye.
Is it Eric Morris? What's his name? Is that what his name is?
Who?
The North Texas coach.
North Texas coach.
He's got quite the underrated eye for quarterbacks.
But yeah, Mestemaker?
Eric Morris. Yes, Mestemaker. Mm-hmm. This story is bonkers. So North Texas on the air, the Mean Green, the fighting Mean Green.
Yeah.
Remember, they played Washington State and just took him and put him into a wood chipper.
Was it 45-3 at half?
Just blew him out. They are 7-1 on the year.
Yeah.
This guy, Mestemaker, Drew Mestemaker, he currently leads the country in passing yards. He just threw for a school record 608 yards last week.
They lit it up last weekend.
And they're 7-1. You're asking, well, that's kind of, all right, North Texas, like, what's the backstory? Why is this a cool story? He never, and I repeat, never started a game at quarterback in high school. Never. He was a zero-star recruit. Went to college at North Texas after playing high school football. And again, I repeat, never starting.
What a dream.
Decided just, yeah, I'm going to walk on. Let's see how this goes. I didn't get a start in high school, but let's see how this tries out. Walks on at North Texas. Doesn't play a lot last year. Obviously, he's a true freshman. Makes the team, though, as a walk-on.
Mm-hmm.
They put him into the bowl game because everybody else transferred out and they had nobody left available. So he started the First Responders Bowl last year. And now, technically, as a redshirt freshman, but still a freshman, he leads the country in passing 8 games into the season after never starting a high school football game.
Yeah, so this guy, I guess, is the ultimate quarterback whisperer guy in college
Eric
football.
Morris? Yeah, everybody wants them and Eric Morris on their staff.
I think he's responsible for finding Cam.
Yes. It's a long list.
I think it's Mateer. Yeah. Like, this dude, and this is why I look at it from an Oregon State lens, and I'm like, I don't know how he views that job versus waiting and just getting a power four gig, but God, if I was running the search, how do you not like, hey man, what would it take?
So here is the backstory of him. By the way, he was at Washington State. He was our offensive coordinator in 2022 before they hired, what's his name?
Arbuckle.
Thank you. Who's now at Oklahoma.
Yep.
So here's his track record of quarterbacks. He was the OC at Texas Tech and brought in Patrick Mahomes.
Jeez.
He was the guy who got Cam Ward at Incarnate Word and helped him develop.
Yep.
Follows him to Washington State, where he recruited and signs John Mateer to be the next Washington State quarterback, and is now the head coach at North Texas, in which he has a quarterback who is a zero-star recruit who never started a game in high school, leading all of college football in passing yards 8 weeks into the season as a freshman.
Mm.
This guy has become the quarterback guru, and I'm with you. Why is a smaller program not taking a flyer on this guy? North Texas clearly did. It's working out for him. He clearly knows what he's doing offensively. I'd be all over this guy if you're a slightly elevated program from North Texas.
Well, and that's why I'm like, even for a program like Oregon State, like, what's a power four gig that's going to have an opening that would go, you seem absolutely worth a roll of the dice.
See what his salary is.
Oh, at North Texas? I got to imagine that's what,
can't be much, right?
50?
I think it's a little bit more than that.
350? I don't know what North Texas would pay.
Ooh,
it's not as high as you think.
It's higher than I thought.
Oh, is it almost a mil?
His current salary is approximately $1.4 million. Can increase with incentives. He has a base salary of $1.2 million. North Texas, taking football more seriously than I gave them credit for.
Well, they have been for a couple years. Yeah, that's something they've been investing in. I just didn't know it would be that high.
I think Oregon State was paying Bray $2 million and some change, if I'm not wrong. So that's kind of similar to what Eck's making at New Mexico, Jason Eck is making down there, that you can still offer to double your salary, but you're going to have a lot of competition hiring those guys.
If you want a good coach, man, you need to get out of that salary pool and you need to up that more, right? If you really trying to get this turnaround,
you might
have
to outbid somebody. Yeah, they will pay $3.54 million next year.
That's
how do you not start a game in high school? Start your first game as a quarterback in college and halfway through the year, and I get it, it's North Texas, so you're not playing SEC teams every week.
Do you know how good you have to be be able to get away with that?
How did he not start in high school? I need like a more of a follow-up of like, what high school did he go to? Who was the starting quarterback that was in front of him on the depth chart?
Can you reach out to North Texas and see if we can do an interview with their quarterback?
Like, I want this.
Actually, I would love to talk to him. That's fascinating.
I was reading about this cat this weekend because they played Charlotte, in which nobody was watching, but he threw for 608 yards and 4 touchdowns in the game. He lit up the 49ers. And it was like, this guy leads the nation. And then there's all these follow-ups of like, yeah, he never started a game in high school. What?
Dude, imagine so, like,
wild stuff.
Imagine being a guy who has to fight tooth and nail to win a PIL title at 5'8" in high school.
Not easy to do.
Not getting any D1 respect.
Get you one of these.
And then a cat just rolls in and says, I don't need to do any of that, and I'm going to lead the college football world in passing.
Hey, go hire Eric Morris. You might get Mestemaker. He could be your quarterback next year, man. This guy's turning heads down in North Texas.
What year is he?
He's a freshman. He's technically a redshirt freshman.
I promise you, he's following this coach.
Yes, he likely
Wherever
is.
Wherever that coach goes, he's going
That's
to
what they did
him.
With Cam Ward and Incarnate Word. This guy was at Incarnate Word. They brought Morris to Washington State. He brought Cam Ward with him. That's what happens. You get the coach, you get the quarterback. Arbuckle and Mateer went to Oklahoma together, so you can That's get this insane. Cat potentially as a tandem package. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the Mail Sack at 9:15. Get your questions in, 503-864-6326, anything and everything. Welcome. You can ask away, and we'll answer coming up 15 minutes from now. Loaded final hour, not going anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 FM The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.